This is Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall. CJAD 800.
That is James Menney over at the Montreal Gazette. So yesterday it was Bernard Dranville's turn with education and his plan. Today we heard from Jean-François Roberge. Now he's Minister of the French Language and his plan for, I guess, how we're going to promote and protect the French language. Jim, I did want you to hear this one little clip. The part that bothers, I think, the most here is the little laugh that comes right at the end from the minister, Brian.
We hope that the English-speaking community continue to speak French as well as they can when they shop, when they go to a restaurant. We won't send any police officer at home. So, do you speak French or English while you brush your teeth? You know, it's not like the way it will be.
Really? Can you guarantee that? So, Jim, what do you think?
It's funny that you mention Dranville and Roberge, sort of, because what we're seeing is the third act of a little psychodrama that kind of sideswiped the CAQ this week. This whole story, first of all, I may be wrong, but this is the first we have heard about this. This is going to be a major province-wide, multi-ministerial undertaking to stop the decline of the French language. There will be meetings of all ministries twice a month. This is not just sort of like a frivolous, sideline for the government. This is priority one, or at least that's the perception. It's interesting, though, that there wasn't a single buzz about this prior to its being announced. And I'll tell you why that is because, as I say, it's the third act of this drama. Started with the La Presse report on the absolutely inexcusable, easily explainable, and utterly embarrassing results that Francophone students in Quebec had with their written French exams. Mm-hmm. The results were awful. Every single school, except for a few, nearly every service center in Quebec had awful, awful results. Some of them, less than half of the students were able to pass. Here's the problem. That's Act 1. Act 2, they trot out Bernard Dranville to say, well, I have a plan. I don't know what it is yet, but I have a plan. I have priorities, whatever. Once again, in reaction to this, in reaction to the fact that the Quebec education system on François Legault's watch has absolutely failed in its duty to educate kids, educate them how to write their own language. And all of a sudden, here's Act 3. Because Act 2, unlike a lot of other things, nearly everything in this province, Act 2 can't be blamed on Anglos or immigrants or some other scapegoat. This is square in the lap of François Legault and company. This is enough egg on this government's face to keep us in omelets for the next 20 years. So what are you going to do? Well, it's interesting because the words hypocrisy and diversion are the same in French as they are in English, and that's exactly what this exercise is. This at one point is going to be a bone that's going to be tossed to the usual language zealots. You know, the people who think that English is going to be the death of Quebec society. And even though he's saying, oh, you know, don't worry, we're not going to have police coming to your door to see what kind of language you're speaking. And you're joking about it, Aaron, but the fact is, only because they can't. It would be logistically impossible. If there was a way they could do it, believe me, they'd try. But all that said, I think the Liberals, the Quebec Liberals, have got their, have pretty well paid what this entire exercise is, because their language critic basically said, if this is a genuine attempt to address the issue of the decline of French, but also how it's being spoken, we're in. But if this is just another exercise to divide Quebecers for political gain, forget about it. And that was from Madwanika Kete, who's the Liberal language critic. I'd love to say, maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel. I was talking to some people earlier today who actually had the idea, well, maybe they've realized, how over the top Bill 96 is, and they'll review. No. This is not it. This is going to, try and shut up people in the PQ who are saying Bill 96 doesn't go far enough, and the usual picture bylines over at Quebecor, who are going to see the results from the French written tests in Quebec schools. And essentially, they're flopping around right now like seals out of water simply because they don't have anyone. They can't find anyone to blame right now who isn't named Tremblay. So this exercise, this so-called chantier national that is going to address the decline of French, believe me, it will leave no stone unturned until it finds an appropriate scapegoat. And you can only hope that in the end, that scapegoat is not going to be us.
Wow. Well, okay.
Can you imagine their faces, Jim, when they saw that the English schools fared better on the French exit tests, that their marks were so much higher?
Of course, but you know, here's the thing. Generally, English boards, I hate to say it, but it's a matter of record, it's a demonstrable fact,
better.
The English boards have traditionally done better than the French language boards in the public sector.
In general, but not specifically in French, I don't think.
But now in French, that's simply because that says more about how school commissions, English school commissions, are run in Quebec than it does about the state of French in Quebec, or indeed the state of French instruction in what are now called school service centers. But don't forget, it wasn't that long ago. Francophones had their own school commissions as well, but the CAQ government thought those elections were a waste of money. So we're going to turn them into service centers, i.e., you know, government branch offices that will impose whatever criteria comes from the Ministry of Education, and we're seeing the result. And to turn around and blame the pandemic for this, I think, is a bit rich.
Okay, well, that was going to be my point. Okay, you know that's going to happen anyway, and to some degree, that doesn't seem unreasonable, given the fact that we didn't have kids going to school, and therefore, people point to the fact that, of course, these marks went down, and I'm not comparing English to French now, but just saying, that's a likely scenario here. And when you say they're going to, you know, do whatever they can and look at whatever they can, I'm wondering, is this more of a, you know, we're going to huff and puff and blow your house down, but at the end of it all, end up doing nothing because they just want to appease the opposition now, but what will really change?
Well, perhaps it's not just the opposition, it's the other unofficial opposition. As I say, a lot of French media want to protect their market in Quebec, their francophone market, so they have decided they're the defenders of the French language, and they put the heat on the Legault government to make this a front and center issue.
Right.
For me, the single most important hint, a clue in all of this, is, let's face it, in 2023, you want to find out what's on Francois Legault's mind, you go to his Facebook page. And he actually did a post this afternoon talking about this caucus meeting where all this stuff came up. The French chantier was the last thing he mentioned. The big priority, electrification of Quebec, blah, 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 blah. So I'm telling you right now, this is nothing more. I said, you know, I used the word diversion quite deliberately. This is nothing more than a lot of smoke and mirrors to appease people who think this government isn't serious about protecting the precipitous decline. It must be at least 1 or 2% over like 20 years.
I got it.
The precipitous decline of the French language in Quebec. And trying to make this a daily issue. Honestly, Francois Legault would rather not talk about the decline of French. He'd rather talk about Hydro-Quebec, as I suspect most of the cabinet would. They have no choice. But for me, as someone who belongs to a community that has already been riddled with all of these special chantiers, that has already been identified as the reason that, you know, French identity is threatened, even though that's a complete myth, a complete lie, I just despair as to where this so-called committee is going to go. Because I guarantee you the destination is not someplace where Anglos and perhaps immigrants are going to want to be. But believe me, in politics in Quebec in 2023, you can only have heroes and villains. And I'm afraid this is another example of this unfolding before us right now. We'll be hearing more about this than we will about the electrification of Quebec and the changes to Hydro-Quebec. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the much bigger story.
All right. James,
I might like to just suggest that that committee start by consulting the English school boards on how they're doing such a great job in teaching kids French.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if that gets that. Indeed, it'll be interesting to see if they even get invited.
James Manny of the Montreal Gazette. Thank you, Jim. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys.